Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that our economy is having the Wall Street Journal calls a two-track jobs recovery. And what's the distinction between the two tracks? Well, it has to do with which party actually runs the state you live in. Republican states are doing very differently from Democratic states. Meanwhile, nationwide, the idea of another long period of division in terms of the economic performance for the country is one of those things that helped push the market down, plus considering considerable worry, continued worry, and renewed worry about the Omicron variant. We are in a period of uncertainty and worry and unease. There's also this whole question. Democrats are obsessed. There have been a number of very lengthy, very detailed, very alarmist reports upon the death of American democracy and the threat to American democracy. And even now a piece in the New York Times that actually might get some conservatives to read the New York Times more closely, because it's a piece that suggests that a Trump victory and the death of American democracy, which the writer associates with a potential Trump victory, is inevitable. Nothing is inevitable about this very uncertain political environment we're in. 1-800-955-1776. The Wall Street Journal put together, I think, a very smart and must-read editorial, because it goes to basically some of the real differences in the way we live our lives based upon where we live. And they report that it's clear from the numbers that the Labor Department recently released and reported that the unemployment rate in October, because they don't have it definitively for November yet, but the unemployment rate in October hit the lowest on record since 1976. Since 1976, lowest unemployment. But that was in West Virginia, Georgia, Oklahoma, Utah, Nebraska, Vermont, Idaho, South Dakota, New Hampshire, Alabama, Montana, Wisconsin, and Indiana. Okay, this is one of those things. What do those states have in common? Well, all of them, except for Vermont, are Republican states. And as a matter of fact, Vermont has a Republican governor who just decided he's not going to run for the Senate seat that's held right now by Pat Leahy. But Vermont is basically a Democratic state, though they have a moderate Republican governor. And then Wisconsin has a Democratic governor, but they have a Republican legislature. And what they say in the Wall Street Journal is, in some of these states, many unemployed have dropped out of the labor force, which has reduced their unemployment rates. But the labor force has grown in Idaho, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Utah, and Wisconsin, as well as some of the others. All those states have GOP governors and legislatures, with the exception of Wisconsin, Democratic governor, and Vermont, Democratic legislature. Nine states, on the other hand, have unemployment rates above 6%. And 6% is considered to be high unemployment rate, especially when you look at the rest of the country. And the unemployment rate, say, in Nebraska, it's 1.9%. Isn't that amazing? In even New Hampshire, it's 2.9%. Wisconsin, 3%. Again, low unemployment. Okay, what states have big unemployment rates above 6%? Which nine states? California, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, Connecticut, Hawaii, Michigan, and Alaska. Now, all of them have Democratic governors, and except for Michigan, which has a GOP legislature, and Alaska, which has a GOP governor and legislature. In other words, if you take a look and you see that virtually all of the states with the lowest unemployment rates are Republican states, and all of the states with the highest unemployment rates, except for Alaska, are Democratic states. While payroll jobs nationwide are 2.7% below their pre-pandemic peak, Utah and Idaho have exceeded theirs big time. So have Arizona, Texas, South Dakota, Nebraska, Alabama, Arkansas, Montana, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Florida. Okay, if you just think about this for a moment, these are all Republican states. And then by contrast, New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Massachusetts, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Illinois will take much longer to recover the jobs that they lost. Now, this is worth looking at, because so often when people talk about the economy and how you either give someone credit as a governor or as a president for building an economy and presiding over a successful economy, or you blame him or her for a destructive kind of leadership, people do their eye roll, and they're right to do so, because there's not a simple button that you can push at the bottom of your governor's desk or at the bottom of your president's desk, not some lever you can pull that's going to all of a sudden give you a better economic results. But this is something that basically economists and conservative economists and the Wall Street Journal has been leading the way in a lot of this, have been talking about for years and years. There is a very, very big dramatic difference in results when it comes to wages, when it comes to job growth, when it comes to unemployment, when it comes to economic growth rates. And you can see it. Bob La Follette, long ago progressive Republican leader of Wisconsin, governor and senator from Wisconsin, said that every state, they set up the Constitution of the United States because every state was supposed to be, he used the phrase, a living laboratory of democracy. In other words, you can try things on the state level, as he did when he was governor of Wisconsin. You can try things on the state level that actually show how well that idea works. And right now, in terms of the ideas of Joe Biden and the recent economic developments, the ideas have been very strong in terms of indicating that you are going to get a better result from a more conservative economic policy. Less runaway spending, less deficits, less higher taxes, raises in taxes, all of it. And by the way, there's also a real question as to crime. We were just talking about the crime in schools across the country. There's this from the Daily Beast. Michigan schools are experiencing a wave of copycat threats following the Oxford High School shooting. So what do we do about it? We will get to that and to more, plus real questions about the murder rate nationwide. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
I don't think you're allowed to use the word Eskimos anymore. Right, Jeremy? I mean, that's, Eskimos is no go. You're supposed to say Alaskan Native or Aleut or... I don't know. I don't know about the... Are they still selling Eskimo pie? So is this, I don't think so. I think it's a problem. But that's okay. Still a great song. And still a great season. But not such a great season for Michigan schools. This just breaking. Michigan schools are experiencing a wave of copycat threats following the Oxford High School shooting, with three high schools closing down this last Friday. And their district, Wayne County, which is the county Detroit's in, it's the largest county in the state by far, is moving all of its students to online learning until after New Year's Day. Again, students may celebrate that, but is that going to help? You see, this is what's so crazy about this is they were just trying to make some progress with the Wayne County schools, but before that, for the city of Detroit, they had a high school graduation rate. We were just talking about that high school in Shreveport, Louisiana, where they had a 99% graduation rate. In Wayne County schools, high schools across the county, it's a 20% graduation rate. Most people who start in high school don't get a high school diploma. And I'm sorry, you can certainly have a wonderful and satisfying and prosperous life in America without a four-year college degree. Four-year college degree helps most people earn some money, but you can have a wonderful life without it. If you don't have a high school diploma, you're in trouble. It doesn't mean you can't work against the odds, but come on, the odds are enormously against you. And here now they're closing down the high schools until New Year's Day because of threats. Online learning until after New Year's Day. The threats have led Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy to drop the hammer. This is serious, she said. We will charge you because we have to. So far, Worthy's office has filed 23 charges against minors involving school threats, and it expects to double that number by next week. Some of the most serious threats include false report of terrorism or death, which could lead to a 20-year prison sentence, and a false bomb threat, which has a maximum of a 4-year prison sentence. Think about the ruined lives. I mean, we will, I'm sure, all follow the case of the Embleys and what happened with their very troubled son, who murdered four people. It's appalling. The violence has been surging across the country, and it's not just Michigan. And no, I don't think it's fair to say, well, it's just Democratic places. But Democrats have been ruling in virtually all of our big cities, very few exceptions, and certainly the cities with the highest murder rates. Is this the fault of Democratic policies? Well, the fault, the inability to do something about it. We, 30 years ago, we began a process of turning the crime rate around. That process has to begin again. This is a CBS reporting on murder rates nationwide. And again, it's not Fox. It's CBS. Please listen. This is number six.
Murder rates continue to soar nationwide. Portland, Oregon is grappling with a record number. Austin, Louisville, and Rochester have all seen homicides more than double in just a couple years. With violent crime rising in Los Angeles, the head of the police union warns, if you can, stay away.
We can't guarantee your safety. It is really, really out of control.
The Chicago area has seen more than 1,000 homicides this year. Three victims were University of Chicago students. Urban campuses are having to step up safety protocols, and the university is now using technology to get ahead of the violence.
Philadelphia broke its murder record set in 1990 with 524 this year. several occurring near Temple University.
Okay, this is CBS. And Temple University is where my mom, may she rest in peace, went to school. And yeah, it's not far from a tough neighborhood, but still, Philadelphia had made huge progress, like so many cities, in terms of dealing with crime, and it was because of tough on crime policies that tend to work. Here's more on Philadelphia. This is from CBS 3 in Pennsylvania. Listen, clip 7.
These are just some of the faces behind the staggering statistics of gun violence in Philadelphia, the young people who make up the historic level of murders so far this year.
Makai was killed coming from work at Burger King. We have lost many family members.
Veronica Joyner is founder of Mathematics, Civics, and Sciences Charter School in Philadelphia, and she's felt the deep loss of current and former students whose lives were cut short by gun violence. She's surrounded by some of her students and community organizations in a silence against violence demonstration outside of City Hall.
We decided to do this because there's too many murders in our city. 524 is too many. One is too many.
The group is calling on city officials to do more to crack down on guns and crime.
How many more children have to die before someone actually steps up and does something? Philadelphia was once known as the city of brotherly love. We're now known as Killadelphia, the city of brotherly violence and hate.
Sorry, doesn't that hit you in the gut? Chicago, Fox affiliate in Chicago. This is clip 15. Listen.
Bus drivers said they're tired of taking a beating while simply trying to do their jobs, and now they're, if you will, ready to fight back. The Amalgamated Transit Union is working with about 5 private security companies to provide the protection they say they aren't getting from police or CTA security. They say there have been more than 300 incidents of bus drivers being assaulted or injured this year alone. So starting tonight, the security guards will be posted at a handful of hotspot routes where drivers have recently been attacked, like here at the corner of Washington and Michigan. And they'll check that everything's okay as the buses pull up. Last week, and a veteran bus driver was badly beaten by some teens who joined a large flash mob at Millennium Park. And today his wife spoke at a news conference with transit union officials saying her husband was just trying to do his job.
Okay, it's somebody's job, to get a handle on this. There's more. It is across the country. It is a crisis. It should be the number one issue for the Biden administration. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I intend to travel to Kentucky on Wednesday.
President Biden announcing his travel plans as the president received a briefing from FEMA officials about tornadoes that hit several states in the South and Midwest, including Kentucky. The president also explaining how the disaster declaration will help Kentucky.
This gives me the tools to provide everything that we can in the federal, from the federal level. From expert search and rescue teams to immediate and longer-term help with housing.
Student loan payments are getting set to restart soon. Federal payments were paused with interest rates set at zero at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The Biden administration rolling out one or more final extensions in August, with the pause ending on January 31st of next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I love to hear Irving Berlin and Bing Crosby's Dream of a White Christmas. Something that's different from what we're getting in our country right now. It's just so bloody horrifying and depressing. And would anybody out there who would have expected this? That right now, here we are, the very end of 2021, after literally 30 years of steady drops in the murder rate, this explosion of violence? How do you explain it? And no, it started well before the pandemic. Well before the pandemic. I mean, most people who actually are trying to look at this seriously, it started with all of the anti-police propaganda and hatred and irrationality and sickness that began infecting the country after the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. And Michael Brown was engaged in a fatal struggle with a police officer to try to take his gun. Officer Wilson, which you'll remember. That's why there were never any charges brought against Officer Wilson. This item about last night. Height of the Christmas season. I mean, they're doing around the country, you know, their light shows, their bonfires. They have one of the things that also here on Lake Washington, they have the Christmas boats. And you can gather by bonfires to watch the Christmas boats and hear people on the water singing carols. All this beautiful and beautiful country in Baytown, Texas. 25 miles west of Houston, there was a drive-by shooting last night. 14 were shot. One of them died. It was a candlelight vigil that was described as a celebration of life. And a drive-by shooter, who is still at large, is responsible. One person was killed and at least 13 others were injured by bullets Sunday night in a drive-by shooting during a candlelight vigil near Houston. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the shooting happened around 6:40 p.m. when about 50 people were gathered for a celebration of life in Baytown. Okay, of those 50 people who were gathered for a celebration of life, about 25% of them, one out of four, was struck by a bullet, one of them killed. I mean, the entire matter is beyond explanation, and the political incompetence in responding to it. Listen to Jen Psaki today being asked by Peter Doocy of Fox, who does a good job. He's asking her about the violence surge today. Listen to what she has to say. It's a clip 14.
Do you think it's possible that big cities are dealing with these smash and grab robberies right now, an increase in criminal activity, because some prosecutors are too soft on crime?
I would say we have seen, I'm not going to attribute the reasoning from here. What I will tell you is we have seen an increase in crime over the course of the pandemic. There are a range of reasons for that. And what our focus is on is what we can do to address it.
Okay, the rise in crime and murder began before the pandemic. And the idea that it should be caused by the pandemic meant there were fewer public gatherings. The pandemic meant there were fewer people going into work. There were fewer people in the streets. Remember, they had that Rolling Stones song about the empty city. And why was it make any sense at all that when you have fewer people on the streets, fewer people in bars, fewer people in nightclubs, because they're largely shut down or at least scaled down, why should you expect higher rates of violence? Oh, and then there's this. The release that there were 38,000 traffic fatalities in 2021. 38,000 dead, more traffic fatalities, deaths by far even than murders. And Don Lemon tried to explain it. This is clip one. Listen.
38,680 deaths on U.S. roads last year. The most fatalities since 2007. And that's even with pandemic precautions drastically reducing the number of drivers on the road. So what gives? Well, some experts are saying that this is due to an overall lack of civility in our society, a lack of civility that we have seen in school board meetings, over mask mandates, and on airplanes. But with more than 229 million licensed drivers, the risks to you and your family are higher than ever.
Okay, and it's because of the pandemic? That's why the traffic risks are worse? It's a fascinating thing. I have not read anything convincing trying to explain what the hell is going on airplanes. There was just a flight from, I believe it was from New York to L.A. that had to land early somewhere over Texas because, and there was an air marshal who was also involved with trying to suppress a drunk on the airplane. This is a huge explosion. Why now? Why now? There are fewer people traveling. And the idea that people, because they're asked to wear masks on airplanes, they're going to cause disruption in air travel? This is unbelievable. I mean, and again, it's these little things, the things you worry about. I mean, our daughter was out here visiting us. Our daughter, who lives in New York City, was out here visiting us for our Thanksgiving, and just putting her on an airplane and hoping that airplane isn't disrupted by some crazy drunk. The overall collapse of any standards, does that have to do with it? It's like the broken windows effect extended beyond neighborhoods or specific blocks of cities, extended to a whole society right now, where things that you would expect never to see, a huge explosion of violence and dangerous violence on planes? Really? And when Don Lemon talks about a general lack of civility, could a lot of that have been exacerbated greatly by the claims of systemic racism and systemic injustice and the social justice warriors and all of the glorification, including of looters, at the time of all of the riots following the death of George Floyd? We need to get out of this rut and this cycle. We will be talking about it right here on the MedVed Show. Right back.
Michael MedVed.
You are such a riot.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we are now less than 2 weeks away from the Christmas holiday. I mean, that's right? Because we're talking about the 25th. Today is the 13th. We can do the math, no matter how challenged schools might be. But one idea for Christmas giving that will actually particularly enrich and entertain and enlighten and uplift your gift recipient will be giving a gift to of a MedHead Plus subscription. A subscription to this show where you can download it anywhere, you can stream it anywhere at any time of day, 24/7, and it's commercial free. But plus access to our MedVet history store with histories of how Christmas used to be controversial. It was controversial in the colonial period. It's gotten much less controversial. And yes, there may have been a war on Christmas a couple of years ago, but Christmas won. There is that and much more available at the MedVet history store. Check it out. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com. Find out what we have on offer and what you can get free anytime you want for 365 days a year at a cost of 22 cents a day. That's a great bargain and a special price between now and the end of the year. Go to michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. Okay, this is an unbelievable story. The way it's run sort of highlights how extreme this is. And a part of when people talk about a lack of civility, as Don Lemon does, I think he's right, but I don't think he's giving nearly enough blame to the organized left, to the world of wokeness and progressive fascism, really. The story from the Young America's Foundation, a Catholic university in Missouri is investigating a conservative student group for refusing to go along with the anti-science left in according to a and what did they refuse to go along with the anti-science left on? By saying that a woman should have, well, female plumbing. That old argument. The St. Louis University College Republicans received a letter from the school's Office of Student Responsibility and Community Standards informing them of a full investigation into a video they posted on the organization's Instagram page. The Office of Student Responsibility and Community Standards has been notified that on or about September 29, 2021, the SLU, St. Louis University College Republicans, posted a video online using the official platform belonging to SLU College Republicans that may involve violations of the community standards as found in the St. Louis University Student Handbook. The College Republicans used a famous line from Daily Wire host Matt Walsh, asking the liberal students to define what a woman is. The video, which racked up nearly 1,000 views, poked fun at the leftist group SLU Sluts, that's what they call themselves, who argue that not all women have a uterus and not all people with uteruses are women. This is at the university level here. If the group decided not to partake in SLU's kangaroo courts, the allegations will be resolved without their input, according to the letter received by the College Republicans. The SLU Sluts group had targeted conservative students in the past, encouraging doxing and harassment of them in classes. And this is an example, a sample of what they had posted before about the conservatives on campus. Call them out in class. Yesterday we posted the names of 12 anti-choicers and transphobes that go to SLU, St. Louis University. Because of the mental health crisis, we removed it. But that doesn't mean we should stop calling them out. Here's what we're going to do. On Monday, before the march, we're calling out the bigots in class. Before each class takes a look at the savage close rector roster, compare it with the accounts that follow SLU Sluicers and SLU SFI and find the matches. Right when class begins, get up in front of the class and alert everyone in the room that there is an anti-choicer among them. Don't say any names, but it's important for us to be aware of the people we do class projects with and share test answers with, like a sexual predator map, but for anti-choicers. In other words, you're comparing someone who's pro-life, who believes that a baby with a heartbeat and brain function and late baby in pregnancy, that baby has a right to live. Someone like that is like a sexual predator. The SLU Sluts were actively making threats against our members and put together a plan to call us out in class and our pro-life values, but somehow we're the ones on trial for simply asking them to define their terms. It's disheartening to see the supposedly Catholic university constantly falling on its knees to remain in the far left's grace. Again, this is... You talk about the lack of civility. Is this a way to celebrate Christmas season? And is calling someone out in class and pointing to them as a transphobe and an anti-choicer, is that comparable to posting a video that asks, how do you define a woman? Really? I'll tell you, one of the women who made American history comes to new life in a fairly remarkable performance by Nicole Kidman. And when I say that Lucille Ball made American history, she created the whole sitcom genre, the most successful sitcom ever. Check out this new movie.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winners Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem play Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, the husband and wife team who 70 years ago created the most successful TV comedy series in history. The new film is called Being the Ricardos, now playing in theaters and streaming on Amazon Prime.
I care about what works. I care about what's funny. I care about you.
We've been through worse than this.
We have?
No.
Written and directed by Aaron Sorkin, this is a hugely enjoyable film, powered by world-class performances. The movie focuses intensely on a few crowded days when America's most popular TV couple really did face charges about Desi's infidelities and Lucy's long-ago membership in the Communist Party. The script is smart, balanced, and engaging. Rated R, it could never have been broadcast in the old Lucy and Ricky era. 4 stars for Being the Ricardos. And that's one of many remarkable films that are out there right now. And I just caught up with one of them that we will review in full. It's a film and a fantastic version of Macbeth, starring Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand, who's already won 3 Oscars, as the best Lady Macbeth I've seen. And in any event, that's just another note. Tomorrow, there's a country, and a wonderful country, close ally of the United States, lots of exemplary things about it, but they have just decided to ban the serving of alcohol in restaurants and bars. And what did Santa deliver 100 years ago? We will get to that question, which I think is probing. And then there's an analysis about the state of our political discourse right now. And the argument is that part of what's happened is that the old days, when people on the left included writers and thinkers like Arthur Schlesinger Jr. and Daniel Patrick Moynihan, I'm not even sure he was really on the left, even people like John Kenneth Galbraith, Norman Mailer, today the people who are delivering the progressive messages are most often hacks of one kind or another. That's what Lewis Andrews says in a piece over in Spectator. We will get to that and to much more, and to the latest on some kind of response to the devastating crime wave that's sweeping the country. We deserve a response as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.